be called.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, it seemed to me like that I would say to me, I'd rather be called colored, hadn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard,
they're not exactly black.
No, they're not. Seemed like to me I'd rather be colored. I heard them tell it over yesterday, said, we want to be called black over TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And, but I don't know why I can't get used to that, saying black.
Mm.
But, well, now all I know, I just call them by the name and go on.
Yes,
because I know a lot of them, and I call them by name.
Do you reckon it'd make them mad if you referred to them as colored people nowadays?
I just don't know. I never have called one that, because I know them all that comes around me, you know. And
yes, ma'am.
Call him by his name.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to be called black.
How do the colored people usually refer to the white people? What do they call them?
Well, they all call me Mrs.
Yes, ma'am.
So far, now I'm really going to be all that comes into us.
Mm. I see.
Every one of them say Miss Robert. Every that comes in.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, what to do on the outside, I don't know for that. My daughter works in Greenwood at the chain of drugstore.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said they called you flat by your name down there.
What, first name?
First name.
Hmm.
It's flat by your name down there.
Mm-hmm.
And just yes and no flat.
Yes, ma'am.
Down there, but I don't hear that out here. Mm-hmm. Most of them that comes around me here. Because she has never got used to it, because she wasn't used to them kind of neighbors, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But she, when she got the job, the man asked her, says, have you ever had any dealings with neighbors? And she said, I've been around neighbors all my life. Says, my daddy always had them on the farm. And says, well, do you think you can deal with them? And she says, I always did get along with them. I don't see why I can't now. He said they're a whole lot different than what they used to be.
Mm.
And she says, I think I can. She says, I never did see people I couldn't get along with. And he says, well, they're a whole lot different now. And she says she found out they weren't different, but said she just liked to take it and go on.
Yes, ma'am.
She said, that's just all you can do.
How many children do you have?
Two. I got twins. Twin girls.
They both live in Greenwood?
Mm-hmm. One of them's husband's dead. She works at Cheney's.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got twin grandbabies. They're the cutest things you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
She's got one girl, and she's married and got twin. There's the pictures right over there.
Oh.
Right here on the table.
Oh, I see. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. They're just little big dudes.
How old are they?
7 months old.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got but them two children, not two girls.
Yes, ma'am. So you say you were born just about a mile below Jefferson?
Mm-hmm, just about a mile below Jefferson.
Which direction was that?
It's south.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now, Miss?
I'll be 81 if I live to see October the 28th.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You look a lot younger than that.
Well, I don't feel young.
You don't?
I can't get around, you know. Crippled, yeah. Arthritis.
Oh.
I've got that crippling arthritis.
Is that your leg?
Oh, your knees.
Oh.
It's got my knees all crippled up.
Yes, ma'am. Do you, you still go to a church around here?
No, I can't go nowhere to church. I ain't able.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can't get around well enough for that.
Yes, ma'am.